order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, good morning, and happy Monday. Welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And boy, am I excited. It is Monday, which can only mean one thing. We've got MWR Fitness in the building with us this morning. Help me welcome Miss Angelina Gott. Angelina, how are you?
Good morning. I'm a little tired, you know, it's Monday and the time change, so we'll get through it, guys. We'll all get through.
It's something about that time change. It just does it to everybody.
It's different.
It really does. It does. You could be energetic all weekend long, and then here comes that good old time change, and you're back to being tired again.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very strange, but no, I hope you had a really great weekend. It sounds like you did.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was fun.
I like that. I like that. I was telling Angelina during the break, I got a little too productive this weekend, and I feel like it didn't count. That's null and void. I have to have another weekend now.
Yes. I'm all absolutely. About and then you were up super early working out, and just the most productive. I wish I could sleep in all day today, but unfortunately.
If only we could. That would make for like one amazing Monday. I would absolutely love that. Well, for those of you that are listening in, make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we return, we're going to be talking all things MWR Fitness, and I am beyond excited because there's just so much to get into. You're listening to 105.9. Yeah, breakfast at Tiffany's. That was Bare Naked Ladies with the remix to 1 Week. I haven't heard that one in a minute. I kind of like it. It takes me back to when I was a pretty mischievous one, I think, for me. But anyway, that's just me. I personally love that song, so it was a big deal. For those of you that are just tuning in, we've got Angelina from MWR Fitness in the building with us this morning, and we are just getting started. So we're going to go right into it and talk a little bit about fitness. So I know Heather is not with us this morning.
Oh, yeah.
She's on leave.
I know. Yeah. She'll be back tomorrow.
Look at that. We miss you, Heather. If you're tuning in, if you're anywhere nearby, we definitely miss you here at the studio. But let's get right into fitness, shall we?
Yeah. So it's March 31st, right? Am I on the right day?
Unreal.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you haven't already seen the April group fitness schedule, it's posted on MWR Sigonella Facebook page and kind of throughout the gym. So if you're looking to start your spring fitness journey, check out our classes. We got strength and conditioning, a few cycling, Zumba, yoga. There's even a 5:30 HIIT class over at NAS too. So if you want to get up early and work out before work, head on over there. I believe it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Nice.
So yeah, so there's a whole new fitness schedule. Make sure you check it out. And then I also have to plug the 500 and the 1,000 pound club. We recently had an influx of a lot of people doing it. So if you want to try to squat, bench, and deadlift more than 500 for females and then more than 1,000 for men, just come on, call Heather or shoot her an email and we can get that all set up for you. You get a nice patch if you're able to lift a lot of the weight or all of the weights. And it's fun. And that's kind of it for fitness.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
And it kind of puts me in the mindset, back in the day, actually before I enlisted, I was part of what they called a boot camp. And so we did high intensity training early in the mornings. And we're talking, I think it was a course probably about 4:30 in the morning. And so we would just get up, and it was getting that mindset of you have to get up, and you're going to have to really push your body to the limit.
Honestly, the hardest part is getting out of bed.
It is.
Once you're out of bed and you do the class, you're like, the rest of the day is easy.
And I can tell you something. There's no amount of weight in the world that can meet actually getting out of the bed in the morning, because that really is the hardest part.
Especially with those weighted blankets nowadays, you know?
Oh, my gosh,
It's like, I can't move.
I just can't do it.
Nope.
And what we were talking about as well during the break, we were just kind of going through having our little weather report, just kind of looking at the week ahead, and we're like, oh, man, it's going to rain. It's one thing to try to get out of the bed early in the morning and tell yourself, I'm about to go work out, but when it's already raining outside.
Oh yeah.
You're like, you know what? Everything is telling me to just stay put. But you know you can't. You can't do it.
No, you just motivate. The hardest part is getting out of bed.
That
once
is
you
true.
Get out of bed, just start the day.
That's very true.
Baby steps, anything to get you moving, some sort of activity, and I guarantee your day will be 1,000 times better.
Indeed. And let me tell you, being in the gym early in the morning, there's really nothing like it, because it is generally, depending on what time you go in, it's usually pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And I love that, because it makes me feel, it almost makes me feel like a celebrity.
Yeah.
And I'm
you
like,
have
they opened
the
doors.
For yourself.
Just, yes. They opened the doors just for me. I'm here to do my workout. It makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah.
So I like that. If I'm
Absolutely.
Getting up that early, I want to feel special.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel very special. So, no, definitely make sure you take advantage of that, because that is incredible. And for those of you that do not frequent MWR's Facebook page, they do an incredible job of not only maintaining their page, but they also have the April fitness schedule out. So if you are a big group exercise guru, you definitely want to take a look into that, as well as the 500 and 1,000 pound club, because there's always that special breed of folk that really know how to squat and bench press. So here's your chance to show off, and who knows, you can even get a patch out of it altogether. So make sure you continue to keep it here. We still have a lot more to cover in the world of MWR Fitness. Here is Neil Horans with Heaven on 105.9. And that was Gracie Abrams with That's So True. If you are just tuning in with us, we've got MWR Fitness in the building. We've been talking about fitness, which is essential in our everyday lives, as well as the April fitness schedule, which is now out. So for those of you that are interested in the group exercise, it is now available to you all month long. So feel free to go to MWR's Facebook page and you'll be able to access the schedule from there. And now we're going to move on into sports. So what's going on with sports, Angela?
Go sports.
Go
All
sports.
Right. Yeah. So the weather is kind of warming up. It's, you know, being a little bipolar, but going back and forth with the rain and the shine. But the spring season for Captain's Cup softball is upon us. The registration deadline is April 4th, and there's only four more team spots available for the double elimination tournament. So if you want to make sure to get your command registered, please shoot me an email or call me at the fitness office at NAS1, and we will get your commands team signed up. The games begin next Tuesday, April 8th. So softball season, I know, is really big. I play on a team as well, and just come out and let's play some softball.
I cannot believe that the deadline is this Friday.
I know. We were talking about how we, I don't know, we're talking about it last week, and we're like, oh, we still have some time.
Yeah.
No, it's in like 5 days.
Literally.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, that's all the way in April. I'm like, you mean as in next week, April?
Tomorrow,
like, oh,
April.
That April. Yeah, that,
yes.
That is wild to me.
Yes.
No, that is incredible. And for all of our softball enthusiasts out there, please don't let this pass you by like it did me, because I had no idea until I looked down. I was like, wow, we are really approaching that deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually very good information to know. And also you made mention, and we were also talking about the open play pickleball too, right?
Yes. So for those of you who are pickleballers, really into pickleball, or just went to our American Forces Entertainment pickleball clinic the other day, and you're trying to get into playing against more people. So on Monday evening, starting April 7th, at the NAS1 gym, we'll have open play pickleball. So we'll have two pickleball nets set up that you guys can come and play. Whoever wants to come, you know, new players, old players, it'll start at 18:00, so 6 p.m., and it goes till 8 p.m., April 7th through May 5th. So it's kind of a little teaser for the Captain's Cup pickleball tournament that will happen shortly after that. So start practicing.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, that is so cool to me, because the variety of sports that MWR Fitness offers is incredible.
Yes.
And I've never seen it before, where it's usually just the kind of the prized sports that people focus on. So if their big thing is either softball, football, baseball, they would focus on that.
Yeah.
But I just see that it's so varied here is incredible.
Yeah. And like one of my favorite sports to watch here is the Ultimate Frisbee League.
Ooh.
My first Ultimate Frisbee League that we hosted here, it was incredible. These guys are throwing themselves around. We had a few injuries, but it's all for the love of the game.
It
was really fun. Just the kind of niche sports that we try to offer occasionally when people want to play them. But yeah,
Yeah, I think that is incredible. And even when we had the pro pickleball athletes here at the station, it was phenomenal when they were talking about the importance of community.
Mm-hmm.
And so it shows you really that the world of sports goes well beyond the game.
Yes.
And it's really about the people.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was just absolutely amazing.
You find, a lot of the times, you find your friends in the sport that you play. I know my husband plays softball. He's made a lot of friends. They actually, him and a few guys just traveled recently to Barcelona to play softball together. And
wow.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to make friends. So if you're new to the community, even if you haven't played softball since middle school or baseball since high school, you know, just come out and have a good time.
I love that. I love that so much. So I'm sure people are going to have questions, comments, concerns, gripes, complaints, whatever the case might be. And they might want to get in touch with you. So how do they contact you?
So, again, my office is on the second floor of the NAS1 gyms. But if you want to call my DSN directly, it is 624-3785. You can also just stop by the front desk of the NAS1 or the NAS2 gym, and they can also give you my phone number and my email. I am in Global. My last name is Gott, G-O-T-T. So shoot me an email, and we'll get you guys signed up, roster sent out for any of the upcoming sports.
Nice.
Yay.
Well, as always, Angelina, thank you so much for being here in the studio with us this morning. It's been an incredible Monday morning,
mm-hmm,
especially
always.
For an hour change anyway. For that daylight savings, it's been a pretty good Monday so far.
Yes, I'm going to go finish the rest of my coffee.
Knock
now.
On wood.
Yes.
Finish your coffee. Good on you. Very good. Thanks again, Angelina, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And for those of you that are listening, this is a cool opportunity for you to get involved and just have a really great time while you're here. So take advantage of the 500,000-pound club and even the group exercise classes, because you just never know where your next source of inspiration will come from. Make sure you continue to keep it here. We still have a great deal of information to provide you on this incredibly wonderful Monday. Here's Quad City DJs. We'll come on and ride it on 105.9.